Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Caitlin. I'm the supervisor here. Can I have your zip code to locate your account, please?
Say that again in English, please. You're too fast for me.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Caitlin. I am the supervisor here. Can I please have your zip code to locate your account, please?
Caitlin. K A, how do you spell that?
K A Y L E N.
K A Y L E N. Okay. Back in January, my zip code is 44072 is my home number. My name is Michael Hayes, Michael W. Hayes.
Okay.
I was told in, this was very stupid of me, obviously. They said that I had won something and, or I did a survey. And then they said I had won something and to pick out something that I wanted, okay, out of the grouping of stuff that I did the survey with. Okay, then I picked out these phones, and it said that they would charge me $9.95 for shipping. Okay, I never got the earphones, but I was charged $47.98, and then 2 months later I get $57.98 from the same Misia Pearl Brands. Is that who you are? Misia Pearl Brands?
Well, we'll third party call from this, sir. And what was your address?
It's 8848 Music Street.
Thank you. Now, they need to look at the account for contents entry, and your account has been canceled. So it looks like you're rolled in a state.
I'm going to get the money back, but I just want to, where is the, if you're saying that I'm getting this thing for free and then I said I'd pay $9.95 for the shipping, where is the item that I bought? Are you people just thieves?
Looks like you're rolled in a sweep state where you pay $1 to $5. And you select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum. And you also enroll in a meal plan.
Oh, it was a Dyson. It was a Dyson vacuum. That's what it was. So where is it?
Well, we don't handle the Dyson vacuum. We handle with the meal planning. So have you already disputed with your credit card company?
You still have got me. I mean, you're going to have to slow down and talk. I just haven't, you know, I don't understand.
You've already
the way you
disputed it with your credit card company?
I'm going to, yes. I've already called the bank, yes.
Okay. Well, you will have to call us back with them on the line for further assist, because once you file a dispute, an investigation will take place, and for our company's protection, there's nothing we can do. Now,
yeah, but I want to know where my vacuum is.
Now, we don't handle the vacuum, sir. And also, it looks like we're not going to be able to refund that charge at all because the system won't allow us to.
Well, I'm going to call the Attorney General of Ohio, who's a friend of mine, and I'm going to have him call the Attorney General of Texas, and you will find a way to pay me back. I guarantee you.
All right, well, tell me.
Because you are a bunch of thieves. You are a thief.
All right, would you like one moment, please? All right. So once you give us a call with your credit card company, we'll get it refunded. So you can have them call us to state that you're willing to drop the dispute or no dispute is filed, and we'll issue a refund. But we will have to hear from your credit card company.
Yeah, but you people are thieves. Why would I want this back when – how many other people have you squandered money from?
I'm sorry about the misunderstanding, sir.
Could you say that in English again? Slowly.
I am sorry about the misunderstanding.
There you go. Try and speak that way to customers because you want the customers to understand what you're saying.
Okay, sir.
And I don't mean this again, you know, anything against you personally. It's just that people don't like to get screwed, you know, and this is, you know, this is illegal, what you're doing. If you're not sending them something that you're taking money for them, that is stealing. Do you understand that?
Well, I apologize about the misunderstanding. So it is canceled. Just give us a call with your credit card company. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I will. I appreciate you helping me out. No, I'm fine. And
right.
I will have the bank call you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling Customer Support. Have a great day.
Yeah. Bye-bye.